Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Hi friends, my name's Daphne. Something really scary happened to me last summer. I was arrested for the first time in my life. What's more, my crush was there to see the whole thing. Let me tell you the whole story behind my arrest and what happened after. I'd been spending summer vacations with my grandma and grandpa for a long time. They live in a beautiful seaside town. I'm their only granddaughter. They treat me like a princess the whole time I'm staying with them. Since I go there every summer, I have a group of friends there too. During the day, we usually hang out by the sea. At night, we either sit around a bonfire on the beach or we go dancing. This year, some new people joined our group. I fell in love with one of them at first sight. I'd never been in love before, so I was wondering what it would be like. I understood what an intense feeling it was when I fell head over heels for Justin the moment I met him. Justin would only come to hang out with us at night as he was working during the day, so I couldn't wait for the night to come. I thought he liked me too because I was catching him looking at me once in a while. But we were only talking in a group and about nothing in particular. We hadn't had a private conversation yet. After a while, Justin stopped coming. I asked his friend about why he wasn't coming anymore. It turned out he had started working as a cashier at a 24-hour grocery store. He was working the night shift and coming home at dawn. Then he was sleeping all day. I was so disappointed when I found out about this. The summer was almost over. In a few weeks, I would be going back home. Here I was, thinking of how I could get some alone time with him, and suddenly, I couldn't even see him at all. When I didn't know what else to do, I decided to go to his job. My plan was simple. I'd pretend that I came into the store by coincidence. I was going to act surprised to see him. I'd say, "Oh, wow, I was wondering about where you had run off to. I don't even have your number. Give me your digits. Let's do something before I go back home." If he didn't call me, I'd call him in a few days. And of course, I would ask him out on a date. I was in love for the first time, and I wanted to actually enjoy it. I started putting my plan into action the next evening. I went to the grocery store. It was so much bigger than I expected. I thought it wouldn't be busy at that time, but there was a line at every register. Justin worked the register at the very back. He didn't see me. I went in through the entrance. I walked around aimlessly for a while. There was a line in front of Justin's register, too. I decided to wait until it wasn't so busy to be able to talk to him more easily. I was hanging out at the beauty aisle. I sampled all the perfumes there. I didn't actually need a new perfume because I've used the same one for years. In fact, I just bought a new bottle earlier that day. I took out my bottle from my backpack and sprayed some on my arm. I compared the scent to the other ones there. I realized that mine was nicer than all of them. In the meantime, Justin's register had opened up. I got a small chocolate bar. I was incredibly stressed out as I walked towards his register, because I was about to act and I knew full well that I wasn't good at it. Thankfully, I relaxed when Justin saw me and was acting super friendly. He stood up and kissed me on the cheek. Before I could say anything, he asked me for my number. I told him I was going back home in a couple of weeks. "Let's definitely meet up before you leave. I'll call you for sure," he said. I was over the moon because everything went so incredibly well. I realized that I had to leave when a line of customers formed behind me. I paid for the chocolate. I said bye to Justin and started walking towards the exit. As I was leaving with a huge smile on my face, the store's security guard stopped me. He wanted me to open my backpack. I glanced back in Justin's direction. He was watching from a distance since he noticed something was off. It was a really embarrassing moment. I said to the guard, "You don't have the right to search my backpack."
He told me, "You'll have to show what's inside your bag to the police when they arrive."
Justin came over. He said I was his friend, but the security guard was an obnoxious man. "You just started working here. I don't know you well. Why would I trust your friend?" he said. Everyone was staring at me. I had to give him my backpack. "Okay, then search it," I said. The security guard opened it and looked inside. He saw the perfume I bought that day.
"See, I was looking for this. I followed you because you looked suspicious. You tried on so many perfumes and then put this one into your bag," he said.
"I bought this perfume somewhere else. You saw it wrong. I took this out of my own bag," I said, but he wouldn't believe me. He said he was going to call the police.
They took me to a small room. Justin came to support me. I was mortified. I started begging, "Please believe me. The store where I bought this perfume has already closed for the night. I can prove to you tomorrow that I bought it there," I said. But I couldn't convince the security guard no matter what I said.
As we were talking, two police officers arrived. First, they listened to the security guard and then to me. They were very nice to me. They said, "Don't worry, we'll help you." One of the policemen wanted to look at the camera footage. They took him to the security room to watch the footage. He came back after a while. He told me, "You have your back against the camera. You seem to be doing something, but unfortunately, I can't tell what." And I started crying out of desperation. The other cop took pity on me. "Daphne has never committed a crime. She doesn't have a record. We can't really tell if she did this or not. Even if she did, she seems to have learned her lesson. Let's just give her a warning and let her go," he said. But the security guard kept insisting. Finally, the policeman had to say, "In that case, we need to arrest you." Justin got angry at the security guard. "I don't want to work in the same place as you, and this doesn't end here," he screamed. I was arrested in front of my crush. Thankfully, he thought I was innocent, and he was fighting for me. I started crying again, but this time it was tears of joy. I wanted to wrap my arms around Justin and shower him with kisses, but I couldn't do that because at the moment, one of the policemen was handcuffing me. So this is how I found out that I had to be taken to the police station in handcuffs because I was arrested. Justin walked with us to the police car. He said he wanted to come down to the station with me, but the policeman wouldn't let him get into the police car with me. They told him, "Follow us in a taxi." We left for the police station, me in the police car, my crush Justin following us in a taxi. We stopped after a few blocks. The cab stopped right behind us. Justin got out and came over to us. The officers took off my handcuffs. The older one said, "I've spent enough time in this job to know if someone's a criminal by their eyes. I don't believe you stole anything, so you're free to go." This was a total surprise. We thanked the policeman and got into the taxi. My emotions were all over the place. I was really upset that something so humiliating happened to me. On the other hand, this incident bonded me with Justin in a special way. I already knew I was innocent, but Justin thought I was innocent because he believed me. And that meant a lot to me. We decided to go to the beach that night because in the morning, we had something really important to do. I'll get to that in a minute. We talked all night sitting on the sand. I apologized to him since he lost his job because of me. Justin made me feel better when he said, "I need to find a daytime job anyway because I want to spend time with a very pretty girl, get to know her better." I started crying again. I'm not usually such a crybaby, but I guess it was normal for me to be acting weird since I was having the weirdest night of my life. Time just flew by. It was all so romantic. What else could I want? We even watched the sun come up at the end of our first night together. This unpleasant incident brought us so close that by the end of the night, we had decided to become a couple. So were you able to guess what it was that we had to do in the morning? Yes, I was going to go to the store where I bought my perfume, and I was going to prove that I had bought it there earlier that day. The salesperson who had helped me the day before remembered me. I told her what had happened. She was really sorry. "I'll print out the sales receipt again. It has the date and time on it. But I will also do something else for you," she said. She went into the back of the store. After a while, she came back. She got the camera footage. She found the part where I was shopping and sent me the video. We watched it together on my cell phone. the footage had a timestamp too. You could clearly see me buying the perfume, paying for it at the register, the whole thing. I hugged Justin. I said, "I want to thank you again for trusting me last night." From there, we went directly to the police station. We found the officers that fake arrested me and later let me go. I showed them the footage. They were very happy because it proved them right for trusting me. Then, of course, we went to the grocery store. The security guard that brought all this on me wasn't there yet. Justin and I went to the store manager's office. He said he knew about what happened the night before. We showed him the receipt from the other store and then the footage. The manager said, "I apologize to you on behalf of our company for having hurt you." Justin said, "Thank you very much, but it is the security guard from last night that has to apologize." And the manager called him and told him to come in. After a while, the security guard showed up. He couldn't look me in the eye. It was so much fun seeing him watch the footage. I took out the perfume from my bag. As he was watching, I was pausing the video to show it to him and say, "See, it's the same perfume." Of course, my real intention was to annoy him. I don't know if he was genuinely ashamed, but he at least looked like he was. He apologized to me again. As you can see, within the course of a single night, I was unjustly labeled a thief, arrested, released, and more importantly, got myself a boyfriend. Justin and I are still together. Our bond grew even stronger. It started off as a summer fling, but then it became a real relationship. Thank you for listening to my story. If you like real life stories like this, you can subscribe to this channel now so you can be notified about new videos. Bye.
Hey everyone, I'm Laura. I'm sure many of you dread getting stuck in an elevator. How about getting stuck in an elevator for 7 hours with your worst enemy? Sounds terrible, right? Unfortunately, that's what happened to me. My parents got divorced when I was very small. I'm more like my dad, so I can't say that my mom and I get along very well. We managed fine for a while, but things have gotten a lot worse recently. One day, my mom and I had a huge fight. When that happens, I usually go and stay with my dad. I packed a few things, shut the door, and left. We live in a 16-story building with two elevators, one big, one small. I called the elevator. The small one came. "I wish it were the big one," I thought to myself, because I'm claustrophobic. If I stay in a narrow place for a while, my chest tightens and I can't breathe. If I stay even longer, I lose control and have a panic attack. But that day, I wanted to get away from my mom as quickly as possible, so I got into the small elevator. On the way down, it stopped on the 6th floor. "I hope it's not Brittany," I thought, and then I saw that it was her. Brittany is the only enemy I have. Unfortunately, we live in the same building. She was on the phone and sounded upset. "I'm home. Where else can I be? I'm about to get into the elevator. I'll lose connection. I'll call you back," she said. The elevator door closed. She noticed that she wasn't alone. She was about to say hi, but when she saw that it was me, she clearly wasn't happy. "Oh, great," she said, and started randomly pressing the buttons. She wanted to get off before we reached the ground floor. "Don't worry, I don't bite," I said. She coldly replied, "You couldn't, even if you wanted to." When she said this, the elevator started shaking and then stopped, as if hanging in midair. Brittany waited for the door to open so she could go out. When it didn't, she pressed the open button. Nothing happened. So she started randomly pressing buttons again. I couldn't help myself and said, "Will you stop doing that? That's what got us stuck in the first place." She met my eyes for the first time. "Because of me? I think you should stop blaming others for the bad things that happen in your life," she said. I knew what she meant by that, but I kept quiet because I was already sweating. I had to get out of there as soon as I could. I'd had 3 panic attacks in my life. I knew how bad they were, and I didn't want to have another one. I tried to pry the elevator doors open. I pulled as hard as I could, but it didn't work. Brittany started punching the door. She was shouting, "Anyone there? We're stuck in the elevator! Anyone there?"
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
We were probably stuck between two floors, so it was really difficult for someone to hear us. Brittany took out her phone. She knew that there was no signal in the elevator, but she still wanted to give it a shot. She tried calling someone, but of course it wasn't going through. We both knew that the second you step into an elevator in this building, you lose connection and the internet stops working. Brittany was standing right in front of the buttons. "Can you move over?" I asked. She did. Just as I thought, there was an emergency button with the alarm sign on it at the bottom. I pressed it for a very long time. We didn't hear anything, so the alarm must be ringing somewhere else. But where? When would the person who hears the alarm come, and how would they get us out of here? My chest started tightening. Now, on top of the sweating, I was also having trouble breathing. Brittany sat on the floor. She took out a pack of cookies from her bag and started eating. I remembered that I hadn't had breakfast. It would have been nice to have one, but I'd rather die than ask Brittany for a cookie. Anyway, she wouldn't give me any, even if I asked, since we're enemies. Actually, I was the first one to say, "You are my enemy." To which she replied, "In that case, you are my enemy too." Do you want to know what happened? I'm sure you'll side with me when I tell you about what made me say that. Brittany moved into our building with her family last summer. I saw her around, but we hadn't been introduced. When school started, I saw that we were in the same class. Eventually, we became friends. Since we lived in the same building, we would hang out after school, too. I shouldn't have trusted someone I had just met, but I ended up sharing a lot of personal stuff with her. I told her about the guy I had a crush on. I was totally in love with John, but I thought I had no chance with him because he was one of the most popular guys at school. When I told Brittany, she tried to encourage me. She said something like, "Don't belittle yourself. Let him know that you're interested." One day she said, "I'm going to try to talk to John. I think he likes you too. We'll find out if he does." So she started coming up with excuses to hang out with him. A few weeks later, she said, "I want to talk to you about something," and invited me over. Turns out she and John got really close. They were texting each other all night. She shamelessly said, "I am aware of your feelings, but I fell in love with John. There's nothing I can do about it." I was totally shocked. "Brittany, you're kidding, right?" I said. "I'm afraid not. Please understand me," she said. Obviously, there was no way I'd understand her. She had betrayed me. I knew that she actually liked someone else, so it made no sense for her to start dating John. We had a huge fight that day, and then kept fighting through text messages at night. The next morning at school, I called her over. "You betrayed me. You are my enemy now," I said. She said the same thing to me too. We stopped being friends right away. That is, until we got stuck in the elevator. In my whole life, I only ever had one enemy. And now I was stuck in an elevator with her for the past 4 hours. There was no sound coming from outside. We kept on pressing the emergency button, but nobody was coming. Either the button was broken or nobody was checking because it was a weekend. I was feeling dizzy from hunger and claustrophobia. I was moments away from having a panic attack. All of a sudden, the elevator fell a few floors down with a loud bang. We both screamed. The elevator shook for a while and then stopped. When things had calmed down, I noticed that Brittany was holding my arm in fear. She felt ashamed and pulled away. When I looked at her, I smiled, and she smiled back. I was no longer strong enough to stand. So I sat down. Brittany took out the pack of cookies again. She offered me some. I wanted to offer you some earlier, but I was afraid to, she said. I took a couple of cookies, and Brittany sat next to me. I was really dizzy, so I ate the cookies really fast. Did you know that I have claustrophobia? Don't be scared if I have a panic attack soon. I act really crazy when I have a panic attack, but I won't hurt anyone except myself, I said. I teared up and had to hold back from crying. She said, you never told me about that. My mom has claustrophobia too. She can't even wear a turtleneck. She reached forward. Close your eyes. That's how I always calm my mom down, she said, and held my hand. Then in a gentle voice, she said, we're on a beautiful beach now. The sea is in front of us and the sky is above us. Look around. What do you see? Tears were rolling down my cheeks. I said, the sea is in front of us and the sky is above us. She continued, we're sitting on the sand. Can you smell the sea? I was really relaxed. Yes, I said. I can hear the waves too.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Then we actually heard something. Hey! Hey! I opened my eyes. This doesn't sound like a wave. I think someone's here to help, I said, and got up. Help us! There are two of us here, I yelled. There was an immediate response. Be patient, I'll get you out of there. I was already feeling better thanks to Brittany. And now, with the hope of being saved, I was much better. I started laughing out loud. I looked at Brittany. She was sulking for some reason. We're getting out. Cheer up, I yelled. She took a deep breath. You know, Laura, John is a total control freak. He's so jealous. He suffocates me. I want to get rid of him, but I can't break up with him because that'll make you happy, she said. I wasn't expecting her to say something like that. I screamed with joy. What? A control freak? I hate guys like that. Me too. Now that I confessed this to you, I can dump John as soon as we get out of here, she said. The elevator made a loud noise and shook again. We screamed and hugged each other. But this time we weren't going down, we were going up. When we realized that, we started yelling happily. They slowly pulled the elevator up. It took around half an hour. We were now able to hear voices much more clearly. The door opened slightly. We saw two dirty hands reaching inside. Then finally the doors opened. There was an overweight guy with oil all over him. He was almost out of breath. The guys called me right away when they got your emergency call, but I had to set up a safety wire to pull you up. That takes a long time to do. I'm sorry you were stuck here for such a long time, he said. It really was a terrible experience, but we were finally out. I was so happy that I kissed the man. Brittany and I ran down the stairs. When we were outside, I stopped and looked at the sky. Life was beautiful. I turned to Brittany and saw that she was on the phone. Are you calling John? I asked. No. John left me 35 voicemails when he couldn't reach me. I'm listening to them, she said, smiling. We grabbed some coffee and went to a park. Brittany called John and told him she wanted to break up. After she hung up, she looked me in the eyes and sincerely apologized to me. I'm such a stupid teenager. Will you be able to forgive me? She asked. Those 7 hours we spent together inside the elevator had formed a special new bond between us. As another stupid teenager, I forgave the only person who was my enemy. Thank you for listening to me. If you like stories based on true events, subscribe to this channel. Bye.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.